Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Jake Smith. I'm here with Narendra Shankar from ONAP. Narendra, welcome to Conversations in the Cloud with Intel. Tell me a little bit about yourself and ONAP.
First of all, thanks for having me over here. I've actually been in the tech industry for about 17 or 18 years right now. Been here in the Silicon Valley since 2003. For the last 5 to 6 years, I've actually spent my time working on cloud management platforms. So before ONAP, I used to work at VMware, where I headed up their vCloud Air network product lines. While I was there, I actually met the folks at ONAP, and it seemed like a fantastic opportunity. And I've been here at ONAP for about 2.5 years. So I'm the president of their American operations, and I also manage all our strategic partnerships.
Infrastructure as a service is a big area. So what are your solutions? Who do your solutions benefit? And what are you guys able to deliver in the marketplace today?
Since 2010, you know, ONAP has been a fairly major player in the service provider space. We power about 30% of the world's clouds worldwide. You know, we do tend to allow our customers to rebrand the cloud. So many times you may not see that it's ONAP, but it's usually ONAP under the hood. We probably 30% of the world's cloud installations today. And we have a fairly good chunk of the service provider market, but probably been slightly more than a year since we had the relationship with Intel. And what we realized talking to Intel and talking to all the industry experts was that the product that we had, which definitely was a great fit for the service provider market, also turned out to be a really good fit for the enterprise market and all the classic enterprise use cases. So we ended up doing a little bit of market analysis, a little bit of customer conversations. We had conversations with Intel. And eventually all this culminated in working together with Intel to develop what we call the private cloud in a box, which is essentially, you know, putting together the ONAP software with Intel hardware and giving Intel channel partners and eventual end enterprises, small, medium businesses, a very viable private cloud solution. So historically, it's been a company focused on service providers, but for the last year and a half, we've actually come a long way, and we're really excited on this new journey into the enterprise.
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, the private cloud in a box and how that works.
Usually when people say private cloud, it's turnkey, it's cloud in a box, there's usually a component of getting the software, of getting the hardware, and then putting everything together. And by the time somebody is actually up and running, it's usually a matter of weeks, if not months. So at ONAP, we really wanted to challenge that and say, can we have a production-ready cloud up in, say, a day, you know, maybe even less than a day, maybe in a few hours? We really wanted to build something which was turnkey, not just as a marketing phrase to say that it was a turnkey cloud, but we really could get customers up and ready in a production environment within a day. And in terms of the actual solution that we worked on Intel, it definitely seemed like the Bobcat Peak systems, the PCSD hardware, was a good hardware system to actually test our software on. So we spent a bit of time tweaking and tuning the software to work on that particular platform. And eventually we got to a point where we really could get this whole thing up and running in a very short amount of time and build a totally turnkey solution.
There is a resurrection of the private cloud. And I think sometimes we toggle too much towards Amazon or AWS or Azure as the direction. And I think you can see from the actions that they've taken that hybrid is really the future. There's always going to be applications that are tuned and made available to run better in certain environments versus others.
Absolutely. It could be even for reasons like security, performance, compliance, and so many factors. But in general, I think what enterprises are starting to realize is that there is a need for this bifurcated mode for running workloads, which is having certain things in-house and certain things in the cloud. So that the next time an outage, like whatever happened, you know, with Amazon happens, it's not like businesses come to a halt. I read online that thanks to the Amazon outage, it was about $150 million worth of lost revenue. I mean, businesses, I think, have definitely started to realize and recognize the value of maintaining certain of their workloads. I'd probably say some of their critical workloads, their business critical workloads, really keep them in-house, on-premise, And when you keep workloads in-house and on-premise, I think that's really where the whole private cloud piece comes in, which is, you know, it gives the orchestration, the management, the provisioning layer, and the self-service capabilities so that people get the same experience as what they get in a public cloud environment where, you know, you could actually literally go to a website, enter your credentials, enter a credit card, and get the capacity that you need. So private clouds also are offering a similar user experience. In particular, with the ONAP and Intel solution that we have, we really provide a absolutely consumerized version of IT consumption. We really put a lot of attention to detail on design and user experience. And with the Intel ONAP private cloud in a box, we're bringing that same user experience to the enterprise.
Oftentimes we hear that the reason that people make a decision to go into the cloud or out of the cloud is because of cost and total cost of ownership. Can you talk a little bit about ONAP, your ability to deliver efficiencies in operational infrastructure?
When we designed this giant solution with Intel, one of the big factors that we took into account was we really wanted to price this at a very, very competitive price point. You know, so we looked at what the competitive offerings were from companies like VMware, Nutanix, Mirantis, and I'm actually very happy and proud to say that, you know, we've come in at a price point which is extraordinarily competitive. We think this will be one of the big game changers because this will allow a lot of not just enterprises and, you know, medium-sized businesses, but even the lower end of SMB will find it an attractive price point to adopt private cloud, actually have a private cloud solution running on-premise. We definitely think we've actually struck a really good balance between features, functionality, the turnkey nature of the cloud, and also providing it at a very, very affordable price point.
Why don't you describe a little bit about the ONAP and Intel relationship? Why is that important to ONAP, and how has ONAP benefited from the relationship with Intel?
For us, given our background in the service provider industry, I think the relationship with Intel was great because the biggest takeaway from the Intel relationship for us was the opening up of what I call as the reseller slash VAR slash distributor channel. I mean, the cloud-in-a-box solution. The entire go-to-market strategy is for Intel channel partners. They call it Intel technology partners to take the solution and potentially even rebrand it as their own cloud solution. And the ability to sell our software solution through this huge network of channel partners. I think that's been the biggest takeaway for us.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing in the industry?
We definitely see a lot of value for artificial intelligence and machine learning, even in the cloud infrastructure domain. So think of it this way, which is, you know, if the cloud infrastructure can understand that a particular resource is being over-provisioned and the resource could be better distributed to some other location or it could actually be shared with other users, that type of intelligence is something which could actually be built into the cloud management platform. And that's something that ONAP is actually striving to do. So we really are trying to move towards what we call a self-driving cloud.
Great term, self-driving cloud.
We think like in a year, a couple of years from now, intelligence in the cloud will actually become fairly prevalent. And another trend which I definitely see catching on in a big way is this whole notion of edge computing. This probably is not directly related to what ONAP does, but it's the whole notion that the endpoints need to become much more resource heavy and powerful. Think of it this way, which is like if you're actually operating a self-driving car, all the intelligence needs to be in the car to make the right turns at the right time and to avoid cars in front and back. All the processing and intelligence needs to happen in the car. So think of the car as an edge or an endpoint, given the whole pervasive nature of Internet of Things and self-driving cars and so on. We definitely are going to have a lot more endpoints where processing power, computing power, memory, storage will all be needed a lot more on the endpoint than in a centralized location because decisions need to be made fast. They need to happen pretty much real time. So that's another trend which I'm curious to see how this whole thing pans out.
Well, Narendra, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of our listeners, and I certainly really appreciate the time that you spent to get to know us. Where can people go to find out more about your company's products and services?
www.onapp.com. That's onapp.com. And in particular for our Intel solution, I mean, the joint solution that we're working together with Intel, the URL would be www.onapp.com/Intel.
Excellent. Well, Narendra, thank you so much for joining us on Conversations in the Cloud. This has been Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Solutions and Technologies, Intel Corporation. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you. We'll be right back.